It is only because you believe that something that happened in the past is interfering somehow with your ability to be alive or to be yourself or to be fully yourself at this moment. You're saying, okay, maybe you lost a limb or something like that. Somebody cut it off 10 years ago. And you carry the grievance. So how does, when you accept this moment as it is, you accept this as it is, one limb is missing, that is as it is, that is the form that this moment takes. Well, and you accept that this is how it is. Then you don't have the reference to the past anymore as having caused that, and on the level of form, of course, that is a disability. It prevents you from winning Wimbledon this year. You can't do it anymore. Yes, on the level of form, perhaps that imposed some limitation on your life. But the world is full of limitations that are inherent in form. If it's not one set of limitations, you will encounter some other set of limitations. So there's almost never a present moment that does not have certain limitations. Even the noise coming occasionally from the Air Force base next door could be considered a kind of limitation. Or even if you can't get a good night's sleep because your roommate snores, could be considered a relatively minor limitation in your life. But there are large limitations, and all that, and they're also to do with the world of form. And that's what the world of form does. You can exchange limitations. You can, of course, improve your life on the level of form. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're not looking for yourself in it. It's beautiful to play with forms in your life. Okay, I'm going to make money now. I'll play with that. But not hoping that once you've made enough, then you can finally be someone. If you're not someone now, being, you cannot find it through money or through future. Then you can play with the world of form. And the miraculous thing is, when you drop your demands towards the world of form, that it should make you happy, then wherever you find yourself, whatever situation you find yourself in, whoever you meet, wherever you go, place, situation, person, is actually quite satisfying because you have touched something within yourself that is deeper than the movement of thought, which is form, deeper than form. The movement of thought is still form. So the simple thing of internally bringing a yes to this moment, is that all? Yes, but it needs for you to do that requires a certain degree of presence to be able to say this is as it is, instead of being taken over by an old reactive pattern governed by the fictitious self that says, this doesn't fit into the story of me, or how can I fit this into my, this isn't completing my story, in fact, this shouldn't be in my story at all, get out of here. So many people, they're walking stories, often when they meet other humans, they don't want to be with other humans, say, get out of my story, you shouldn't be in here. I want somebody else in here.